If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission licensed under DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We've seen the world hold their breath as we waited to see what was going to happen to the Thai boys soccer team who got stuck in that cave. You know, many of us watched the news as much as we could to try to figure out what was going to happen. We awaited the rescue mission. We got pretty down when one of the rescuers died. And we wondered what was going to happen. And as we've seen it unfold, we've realized that the boys were rescued. The coach was rescued, and the rest of the rescue team are alive. And many of us, you know, turn off the TV and we say, wow, that was cool. You know, some of us, you know, we keep thinking about it. And others of us, it directly relates to our life. The only difference is we weren't stuck in a cave and waiting for rescuers. I found that there's two types of people that are walking this earth. The people that have had a near-death experience and the people who haven't. And I found that when someone has had a near-death experience, there's usually two ways they can go. They can either come out of it with a different perspective, or it can create quite a bit of PTSD or depression. And in any of these situations, there's a lot of things that take place. For example, let's take the Thai boy stuck in the cave as an example. You know, it began with something happened, right? Something happened, and in this situation, they weren't thinking anything was going to bad happen. They thought everything was going to be fine. If the coach thought something bad was going to happen, he wouldn't have dragged those kids down there. And then what happened? Well, the unthinkable. The stuff that you don't think is going to happen. You know, some people would argue it's monsoon season was a bad idea, but, you know, hindsight is 20/20. And in this situation, it was a series of events that led up to a crisis. So something happens, now we go into crisis mode. There's a huge change in the way that we see our life. Now, in the beginning, that crisis mode and that change almost feels surreal, okay? Almost as if, you know, this is just a dream. We're not really here. We're not really stuck in a cave, okay? And then as that begins to kind of melt in, you begin that this is for real, and you begin to realize this is not a dream. And then shock takes place. So we have this massive change, and then we have this massive amount of shock, okay? And it's interesting to deal with on different ways, because in a situation where we're stuck in a cave, for example, in this situation, there was more people than just one, okay? Some of us have gone through some massive crisis in our life where it was just uno, one person, us. And I found that, you know, crisis by yourself is a lot harder to deal with than crisis in a group. Now, it depends on what group you're in. I mean, if they're going melee and it's going crazy, it's probably not a great place to be at. However, if everybody's calm and trying to figure it out, it's nice to have a fellow human being next to you that's going through the same crisis as you. That's why people have support groups. That's why people go to support groups. That's why support groups were created. Okay? Accountability partners. Because it's nice to have someone going through the muck and yuck like you are. And being able to talk about it and overcome it and get through it and bypass the adversity and all that great stuff. But when you're going on it alone, way different challenge. So we'll talk a little bit more about that here later on in the program, because I feel that many of you listening have gone through a crisis of your own, whether it was a cancer diagnosis and you had to overcome it, you know, whether it was a near-death experience, you know, an auto accident or maybe a surgery that went wrong. There's a lot of things. You know, maybe you were in an airplane accident. There's so many things that could take place. And oftentimes what I find is that people have a tendency of either talking about it all the time or talking about it not at all. And there's definitely a place in the middle that needs to be found when we talk about it. And so some of us enter a room and discuss what happened. It's like instantaneous. It's like part of our molecular makeup, you know. Anytime someone says, hi, yes, I was in a plane crash. It took place 13 years ago, 2 months, 3 weeks, and 2 days, and about 16 hours ago. Quarter past the hour. Some of you, on the other hand, can come into therapy and not even bring that up. Well, I don't know why I'm dealing with this stress. I have no idea why I have anxiety. I'm not really sure, to be quite honest with you. And I'll ask a lot of questions, and I can dig very deep. You know, I would consider myself the positive CIA type agent of psychological therapy when it comes to really figuring out where something originated, okay? But it's hard when you're holding back on something that big. And so finally I'll be like, is there anything that took place in your life that literally changed your life forever? And it might take an hour for somebody to think about it. It could take several appointments. And all of a sudden, because they buried it so far back into their subconscious, they go, oh my God, yeah, I was in a robbery. I was in a big-time robbery. They had guns. There were 14 of them. You know, they shot some of the folks that were there. I was lucky to be alive. I was, you know, held hostage for 48 hours. You know, went through, you know, crisis and hostage rehabilitation, PTSD work. And you're like, wait a second. Okay, when did this happen? And it's interesting how we can kind of compartmentalize that to not think about it. And we wonder why we have intense anxiety when we go into a bank. We were in a bank robbery. We wonder why we have intense anxiety, you know, if we got caught in an elevator for, you know, a very long, long period of time, which is not a small, that's not a big crisis. But, you know, if the elevator, if the cables are breaking and you're lucky to get out of there before, you know, the elevator falls to the end, I mean, that's huge, because literally, I mean, your life could have been over in just a few moments. And, you know, it's interesting how a lot of times we don't think about that. And I think when we look at this story with the kids, the soccer team in Thailand, we realize that this is something that will impact their life for the rest of their life. And I find it interesting how we as a society want them to acclimate back into normal world, like ASAP. Like, let's get them back in school. Let's have them hanging out with their buddies. Let's do. And I agree with acclimating back into a normal routine. However, what's happened to these children is anything but normal. And I feel, to a degree, too, when you've had a near-death experience, or we'll call it, you know, NDE, near-death experience, when you've had that, I don't believe that you are normal anymore. I just don't think you are. And I don't think that we want to be. Because contrary to popular belief, I feel as though a near-death experience where you live, okay, you come out of it alive, live to tell the tale. If you use that wisely, you will have learned more than most people ever learn. The appreciation of life. You will have learned about gratitude for being on this planet and being able to do something. You know what I'm saying? But also, you'll be able to put things into proper perspective. When you've had a near-death experience and you've gone through it and you live to tell the tale, the things that bother you and stress you out are very different from the person who hasn't. You're able to see things more clearly because you've been so near the end that a lot of the stuff that people freak out about is quite comical. And you are able to see it. And so it makes day-to-day issues and argumentations and stresses actually quite comical. It makes it kind of funny because you realize, you know, the idea of having, you know, this or that or those little problems are, you know, those are life problems. Those are easy to deal with. We can get through it. And guess what? I'm here to live to actually have this small problem in my life. When I return, I'll be talking more about how the Thai soccer boy's story directly relates to the situation, how to deal with a near-death experience, but better yet, how to actually make that work to your advantage. Stay tuned because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back in two shakes.
Your old dog got a hitch in their giddy-up. They may be suffering from inflammation and joint pain. Help them out and give them all-natural Precious Paws. It's vet-approved and has no dangerous side effects. Get nature's most powerful blend in one beef-flavored tablet. It's available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They'd do it for you. Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com. That's PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you looking for a new show to watch? Love seeing celebrities talk about their real-life stuff instead of just hearing, like, popcorn questions about how much money they made at the box office last year? Don't you like to actually hear real conversations and see your celebrities really talking about real, hard-hitting issues? Look no further. The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon Prime. Just search for The Celebrity Perspective on Amazon. If you're not an Amazon Prime member, you can take a 30-day trial and watch the show for free. The Celebrity Perspective with Ashley Burgess on Amazon Prime.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about near-death experiences. I'm talking about changes in life. I'm talking about the things that set you apart from the other people walking this planet. You know, recently, if you've been watching the news at all, you know that there was a Thai soccer team that got caught in a cave. And they had to wait to get rescued. And that had got to be an overwhelmingly stressful situation. And it's a life changer. Because you don't know if you're ever going to get out of that cave. You just don't know. And it took so long, and it took so many people, thousands of people, expert divers, all this stuff that had to happen to save those kids and their coach. And one person died in the process of helping out. And so when you're in that situation where you don't know what's going to happen, you know, you're worried about that, you know, you're drinking rainwater from the cave, you're hoping that you're going to survive, you don't know how to swim, and you know that the only way out of there is to get there by water to try to figure out what to do, there's going to be some stress. It's what we call crisis. And in that beginning of that crisis, we have a surreal moment where, you know, for a certain point, you don't want to believe that this is really happening, but you're thrown right into the deep end. And that's when you got to get your wits about you. Now, these kids were very young. The good thing is that it wasn't just one of the individuals by themselves. There was a group, a team, a soccer team. And that's one real amazing caveat, because it's not like it was one kid that got stuck in there, because I think the story would be very different, because it would be overwhelming. Us as a human species, it's easier for us to be sociable. It's part of our makeup, okay? And so by having that camaraderie, no matter how scary it is, it was still camaraderie. Now, many of you listening to my show have been through what I like to call a near-death experience. Many of you have been through some major crisis. Many of you have really gone through the survival mode. Now, whether that was a cancer diagnosis, an extreme auto accident, a surgery where you almost died on the table, an airplane crash, anything, a robbery, armed robbery, you know, whatever that is, you've been through something. And if you've been through something very extreme, where all you could think about was your survival, will I survive today? Will I get through this? Will I survive the next hour? Will I survive the next half hour? If you've been there, then your life has changed forever. because it's not until you get there that you realize the true value of life. Okay? It's not until you get there that you realize the true value of life. Because until we kind of get to that fringes, the edge, okay, we don't see it sometimes. You know, that's why there's folks out there that love doing those daredevil stuff. You know, they love jumping off of huge cliffs, jumping out of planes, all that kind of stuff, because they want to feel that. Obviously, there's a different type of factor involved there, but some people want to feel how close they can get. And those are definitely people usually that have never had a near-death experience. Because if you've had it, it's changed you forever. And so you've gone through the crisis, you've gone through the major massive shock, okay, and you've gone through the survival. And the survival is an interesting thing because, you know, this is a very good example, that the cave is a very good example. It's almost like an allegory. But these kids are in the cave, right? And in a cave, when you're stuck like that, separated from society, there is no anything else. I mean, your eye is on the prize to get out of that cave. And what I find is that survival in any situation is much like the cave. Okay, so our survival is much like that cave when we're going through crisis. Because we're just focusing on the here and now, getting out of where we are, and moving on with our life. And in that process, being in either the real cave or the mentally constructed cave, we go through that crisis, we go through that situation, and there's fear. We're scared. We're being put to the test at every level. And most of the time, we haven't ever had this experience before. It's not like we went through, you know, calisthenic exercises on fear every day of our life to prepare for something like this. You know, it wasn't like, okay, it's time to prepare for the crisis moment. Y'all ready? We're going to prepare for the crisis moment every day so that when crisis really happens, you'll know exactly what to do. Oftentimes, that's not the case, right? So you get thrown into the situation. It's new. You don't know what to do. It's exciting in a very interesting way. In a not, wow, this is cool way. More like, okay, I'm thrown into the deep end. I better figure out how to swim. Okay? And you're not thinking about conversations or work or any responsibilities. You're thinking about one thing. How am I going to get out of here alive? And I find it interesting because what I found is that when people can get out of these situations alive and for the most part unscathed, you know, meaning that they have their life, they're able to mostly, you know, walk, talk for the most part, and somewhat get in on with their life, I found that it can really go two different ways. The fear can paralyze somebody into being so overwhelmed that it's hard to deal with life. Okay? I've seen that happen, where the fear and the anxiety and the PTSD and all this stuff ends up keeping somebody almost out of the land of living, almost, you know, stuck at home, whatever, just to try to survive going through that anxiety and fear. What I've seen on the other end is sometimes people have to go through that process for a little while, but I've also seen at the other end when somebody looks at that as not something horrible, but something that had to happen to change their life forever, and you change the perspective of the thought, all of a sudden the life changes. There's a light bulb that goes on. And as it turns on, it shows us that there's more to it. You know, a lot of people wonder what's going to happen with these boys, you know, these Thai soccer boys. Are they going to be okay? Will they suffer with a lot of PTSD? What's going to happen in their future? You know, and the list goes on. And I feel that if given the proper therapy and they're able to talk about it as much as they want to, not more than they want, not less, but just as much as they need to get it out, and they have a massive support group, I think these kids are going to be fine for the most part. Now, you have to deal with the fact that, you know, the family has to be open about it. They have to be willing to talk about it. It can't be something that's being swept under the rug. But also, they can't try to make these kids just regular, normal kids again. And I know that sounds like a funny comment, but you can't. You can't expect a kid that's gone through this, especially a national, international, huge, seen on every TV on the planet deal, and think they're going to go back in school and be a normal kid. Okay? It's just not going to happen. They can try to simulate a normal life, but besides the fact of being covered on media all over the place, they're almost like celebrities, okay? So it's kind of a different scenario. However, let's say that the same situation took place and it didn't get any press or media and they weren't seen on TV, but they were rescued. Okay, let's just take that for example. Those kids, even without media coverage, would still be different because they've gone through this. You can't take the experience out of them. You can't. You can't take the experience out of these kids because these kids went through it, they experienced it, and it will change every single thing and every single way they see the planet from here on out. It has to. It's just the way it works. When we go through a situation like that in our life, even if it's not televised, it's going to change our life forever. And we want to begin to see it as changing our life forever in a very positive, amazingly life-changing way. Stay tuned when I return to me talking more about the situation as far as survival, change, overcoming, and better yet, how these journeys can change our perspective and really change our life path in an amazing way. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist, and you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, I'm talking about survival, overcoming crisis, dealing with near-death experiences, and how it changes our life forever. You know, I think oftentimes we don't give ourselves the credit where the credit is due. When somebody has gone through a near-death experience, when somebody has gone through a survival mode, a situation that most people have not gone through, oftentimes we don't see it as big as it needs to be seen. And that's good and bad. It's good that we're not sitting there focusing on it, okay, intensifying it, stressing ourselves out, worrying about it. But in the same, we need to give it the credence that it deserves, okay? And I have many clients that come into my office that have been through some near-death experiences, some major challenges, some major crises in their life, and it's interesting how they don't think about it that way. They haven't focused on it at all. And they have literally buried that information in the back of their brain somewhere. And it's not until I find it and pull it out that they realize where some of the issues in their life have come from. You know, and I find it very interesting. I find it very interesting. You know, I've had clients come in my office where, you know, that when they were a child, they were taken away from their family. They were put into a home by the state. They weren't able to see their family for over a year, had no contact, you know, all that kind of stuff. And it doesn't come up until we're, you know, a couple of weeks in, and they said, do you think this would have any impact on the fact that I don't feel comfortable with my family and I don't trust anybody? Yeah. I mean, you know, I've had clients literally have been in auto accidents where they were in the hospital for 6 months or however long after with reconstructive surgery and all that. And it happened 10 years ago, so they don't even talk about it. I don't know why I'm always fearful when I'm leaving the house. I don't know. I get in the car and I start feeling like I'm having a panic attack. And then I pull out the fact that they had a massive, massive accident, care flighted, everything happened. Well, that's why you have massive anxiety when you're leaving the house. And, you know, when it comes to these crises, you know, because some of you say, well, I was diagnosed with cancer and I had to go through chemotherapy and all that. And I didn't know what was going to happen. And my life changed. And there was times when I didn't know if I was going to live or die. But I'm here. That's a huge crisis mode. And I think one of the biggest things about a lot of these are their individual crises. Yes, you might have some family or friends around there to be there for you, but they're not going through the same crisis as you. They can only understand it the way they understand it. Do you get what I'm saying? And it's almost like a crisis, a lonely crisis. You know, and I think those are some of the toughest. Because it really shakes you to your core. So let me give you the example. So you have the Thai boys in the cave. And you got them all together in the team. And you got the coach, right? And they're sitting there, you know, let's say day 10. And they're trying to figure out what they're going to do as far as survival. Well, you have a group of people to talk. You have a group of people. Now, if they're going crazy and melee and all that stuff, not a good idea. But they weren't. And so, you know, calm, they were trying to figure out what to do. They also had a an adult figure, their coach. So it wasn't just a bunch of kids. So you see what I'm saying? There was an adult figure there. Okay. Now let's change that entire dynamic. And it's just you in that cave. You went swimming, whatever. You got caught in that cave. You are on your own. There is nobody else there. You don't have coach. You don't have friends. You don't have team. You're on your own. And to me, that type of crisis is really tough. It's really tough. And I think any time that you've been through the cancer scare, the diagnosis, the auto accident, the surgery that almost killed you, those types of things, the you know being held at gunpoint and all that stuff, and not and you don't want you know misery having company, but at the same time, that camaraderie changes the dynamic. And I think that many of you have gone through a crisis that you had to deal with it on your own, and it felt like you were stuck in that cave. And I think many of you that have dealt with that crisis did not give yourself, one, enough credit. And two, I wonder how you interpreted the crisis after the fact. Did it allow you to begin to see the world's truths more easy? Did it allow you to realize who you are in an easier way? Because I feel that the crisis, I've personally been through a crisis in my life with a health situation that started at a very early age. It started at birth, but that it impacted me at a very early age. And it impacted me, obviously, starting in the beginning, but I cut those memories out, you know, what have you. I was very young. But there were several times where I almost died on an operating table. When you don't have a diagnosis and you know that you're in pain and you're having problems, that changes your entire life, okay? And starting at such an early age, my perspective was very different. And going through all these different crisis modes and survival changed my life forever. The way that I see life is very different than the way most people see life. Now, there was a time when I couldn't see the forest through the trees. And there was also a time that I had a pity party for a little while. But then there was a time that I realized I could pity party. I could get even more depressed, or I could use this some way and repackage it some way and see some sort of silver lining. And I chose door number three, because the two other doors weren't going to get me anywhere. Okay. And I realized that if I survived through that, I had survived for a reason, and the reason was, I don't know, but there's a reason. And so I used that reason to find who I am. I used that reason knowing there's a reason I'm here. I went through that. I had to go through that. There's a reason I'm here. Let's explore that. Let's give that an opportunity to shine, and let's figure it out. So I did. And there were many times where I was like, this is crazy, you know? But for the most part, I realized, yeah, I can help other people. I can give back. I can figure out what I can do to help people around me. I can figure out what I need to do to help the people around me. To give back. To listen. To advise. To be there. To contribute. And I realized that that's why I was here. But then I needed to especially figure out, specifically in what way, how will this happen? How will I go by doing this? All this stuff. And I started to figure it out. And it's interesting, and it took time. It's not like it was overnight at all. It was a very long process. And it happened, and it was awesome. But I had to change the way that I saw that crisis. And I had to realize that it did set me apart. And it would always set me apart. And I realize it'll always set you apart because the way that you process things is differently. When some people come to me over a crisis that they feel is a crisis, I see it as a slight problem. Not because I'm putting down their situation, and it's also not my situation, but I also see, I see that that problem wouldn't exist if, one, you weren't alive, two, if certain things weren't happening, three, if you didn't have some good things happening in your life. And it's interesting when you begin to define problems and crises and all that kind of stuff, and you begin to basically put it into categories, life becomes a little more palatable and it becomes easier to digest. You know, these Thai boys, it'll be interesting to see what happens, because I feel that much like them and their community, we as individuals, because we normally go through crisis by ourselves, we have a tendency of trying to assimilate as fast as we can without anybody knowing that we were missing. And I find that that can help us and hurt us. And I figure that oftentimes we have to give ourselves the time to work through it, to see what happened, even to journal a bit to understand the reason why something like this would take place in our life, how to digest it, but better yet, what can come out of this in a positive angle that can not only benefit society and the people around us, but can also benefit us in a positive way. When I return, I'm going to offer some suggestions and tips on how to take the crisis that you've gone through, find the silver lining, and make it work to your advantage. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time in two shakes.
Help your aging dog regain their flexibility and mobility they had when they were young. Give them all-natural Precious Paws hip and joint relief to reduce inflammation and feel better with no dangerous side effects. Works for working dogs and injured dogs, too. It's vet-approved and available on Amazon. Give your dog the relief they deserve. Give them Precious Paws. They'd do it for you. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or go to our website at PreciousPawsHealth.com.
Are you dealing with a spouse who you suspect or has been diagnosed with borderline personality disorder? Are you unsure of what to do and feel as though you're walking on broken glass? Need direction to proceed with your life? I specialize in working with BPD and the victims of it. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, click on the contact page, and send me a message. I'll respond within 24 hours, and we'll set up our first session together so that you can get some true and authentic perspective.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.T. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
You could be my luck.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. We've been talking about crisis mode, survival. We've been talking about those Thai boys in the cave and how that really directly relates to our survival, and how many of you listening to the show have been through a situation in your life that was a near-death experience, that you were holding on to dear life, and you didn't know if you were going to live or die. And so right now, I want to offer some offerings, but some tips on how to take that near-death experience, how to take that trauma and that crisis and positively use it to your advantage. You know, because it's a big deal. And to go through something like that and to live to tell the tale, and it's not all about just telling your story. You know, I agree that telling the story is a good thing, but it's not all about that. It's about using that. It's about using what happened and the fortitude of you getting through it and using that energy throughout your entire life to help give back, to see the value in your life. Because it's not until we really see the value in our life are we really able to really give back. Because we don't really know really the value of anything. I mean, it's like, you know, a kid that doesn't know the value of a dollar. You know, children growing up and they're young and they don't know the value of a dollar. And it's not until they really learn it, until they go to work and they have to work and they have to work doing a job that they do for hours and hours, and they get this little bit of money and then they go, man, this is, oh my gosh, you know, it's a lot of work. And then they realize how much money that mom and dad are spending on them. You see what I'm saying? And it's the same thing, is that it really actually is the exact same thing. We don't realize the value of our life. I mean, we don't really realize it until we've almost lost it. Yeah, that's the human condition thing right there from A to B. Like, we don't realize the value of a spouse until they're walking out that door. You know what I'm saying? And then we all want to go to therapy and try to save the marriage. We could have been going and trying to save the marriage 5 years ago when the marriage hit rock bottom 5 years ago. Okay, and so this is what's happening right here, is that when we go through this crisis and we go through the survival, And it sets us apart. And all of a sudden we have this different perspective in our life because we see things differently because we almost died. Okay, that changes everything. Changes everything. Anybody that's out there that's had it, I have. It changes everything. If you haven't had it, I'm not saying one way or another. I'm just saying if you haven't had it, I'm not asking you to go find it, but I'm saying when you have had it, it really does change things. It's that thing. It's almost like a membership to a club that you paid a lot for it. You can't share it because you can't, until somebody's lived it, they can't be a member of the club. But somebody that hasn't gone through a near-death experience and hasn't gone through a crisis can begin to really focus on the gratitude in their life, though. The appreciation, because oftentimes if you haven't gone through that, the amount of gratitude and the amount that you appreciate might not be as much as it needs to be. And so if you have gone through a crisis and you're still standing one way or another, first off, one thing that you can do, a suggestion, is to really use that gratitude for life and let that gratitude for life color in a positive way every single thing you do. Show that gratitude, you know, and help people to recognize their own gratitude. Help people to recognize the value. Show people the way. I believe that to some degree you're an ambassador of life. You're like the ambassador. You're like, you know, like the, you know, the love boat, you know, when they have the lady on the boat that shows you around, and this is the grand ballroom, and this is where we're going to do disco night every night, and over there is the taco stand. Yeah. Okay, you can be that person. You can be the tour guide. Okay? Everybody likes the tour guide. And in a positive way, it's not like you're throwing it down their throat. It's if somebody's really looking forward to saying, hey, why do you see life like that? Why? How do you see the glass is always full? How do you see that? How do you get there? Show me the way. And I think that, you know, resonating with that frequency and being able to show somebody and explain to somebody where your gratitude comes from can really impact their life in such an amazing way, but it'll also reinforce the gratitude in your own life, right? Another thing that you can do is to really find the appreciation, even in the small things. Appreciating even the small things, that's a big deal. When we appreciate even the small things, it's powerful. Because you have to ask yourself, what is a small thing? What does a small thing mean? Okay, because I don't really think there is anything small. Because when you think about it, there really isn't. And when we look at things with appreciation and realize that miracles happen every day, because guess what? Because we're a miracle, because we're alive, then there you go. Appreciate it. Show other people how they're a miracle. Help them to see that. But not only that, just be the miracle you need to be. And if you walk the walk and talk the talk, people are going to follow you. But you can't talk a bunch of stuff and then act a totally different way. Okay? You can't be talking to people saying about the miracle and how you're lucky to be alive and you're over there boozing it up and taking drugs or smoking cigarettes or doing whatever. That's antithetical to appreciating anything. And you got to be the same way behind closed doors as you are in public. That's a big thing. That's what I found. It's a huge thing that gets a lot of people. We see it in the press all the time. You know, they're talking the talk, but they're not walking the walk. And, you know, I think our society is getting really big on that. They don't want to be told what to do by people that are lying to them. They want to be helped and suggested and pushed in the right direction by people who are living that life, not people who are trying to counterfeit that life and act like they're living that life, but they're really not. Another thing that you can do is share your perspective with others. When you've had a near-death experience, when you've gone through a crisis like this, it's a big deal. It's changed your life forever. Every single thing in your life is different. You get up out of bed and you wake up and you're thankful for it. You're brushing your teeth. You're thankful for it. You're happy you came to work today. You're thankful for it. You're happy that you're able to spend time with your kids on the weekend. You're happy about it. You're thankful for it. You don't take those things for granted because you had almost everything taken away from you at one point in time within a few seconds. Last but not least is to show love and to be love. You know, that's the biggest thing. When we show love, when we are love, that's what resonates with the highest frequency. That's what we're doing here. We're supposed to be loving people. And when we love other people and we do what's right, it really does impact everybody around us. And people can feel it. And I found that when you have gone through a crisis, when you look at it from that silver lining, love and self-love and love for others is what comes from it. Stay tuned. I'll return. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess. We'll be back this time. Be back in three shakes.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.